You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford.
face on the moon.
It's dark outside, the house is on, TV's on, TV's off, house is off, it's light inside.
I offered him my throat, but he offered me his hand, and then he spoke all the havoc I thought had been my fate. Well, now I have a choice, and it's too late. Outside the campfires light up the brightest and the best. 100 campfires to mark the lives that I have wrecked. 100 campfires that feed on my regret. So spoke the vampire, grew up before death. And I want you with a lust that's almost worth burning down the sky and tearing up the earth. And I love you, but not generously or nicely. So I'd rather die alone than make you like me. I built an empire from the thoughts I have suppressed. I built an empire from the lives that I have wrecked. I built an empire from these cities of regret. So spoke the vampire, who opted for death. I loved you then, I love you now, I'll love you when I'm dead somehow. And I pray that my will to disappoint and kill will be powerless against my conscience. Or is it cowardice?
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Let's quickly review what we've been playing. So we just heard from Ad Frank and the Fast Easy Women with The Vampire Who Opted for Death. Before that was The Grown Up Noise with Vampire Love Song. Both of those were released in the early 2000s. Special time, I think. Before that was Ed's Redeeming Qualities off of a rather old record, but it barely made it. We heard Things That Scare Me. I don't know why the album name isn't coming up right. Interesting. See, before Ed's Redeeming Qualities, we heard Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, an older song of theirs called Hell Holds, coming off of their 1889 record. And before that was Godsmack with Bad Magic, coming off of Awake. And we started the set off with The Amazing Royal Crowns with Do the Devil. So thank you so much for our guests that have come by tonight, This Bliss and Tom from Glider. Both of these bands are playing this weekend. Go look up shows. Find out where to go. Those are two awesome ones to go to. Glider at Club Bohemia and This Bliss at that studio in Somerville. It has pink in the name. I didn't learn everything. So anyway, we will get right back to the music. Next up is the Pernice Brothers with their song, Foot in the Grave.
Thank you. drags me down, but it does it so far out of reach of perfection never found. Love songs in monotone to a tick, 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 ticking. Are you alive? Are you alive? Are you just sleeping in the calm, in the storm, in the radio? So long, Marianne, an intense night of fake sleeping. Never stirring. Never worry, never found.
calendar, what's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
just heard from the Uranium Daughters with their song Half Magic. It's a single. It is out. Before that, we heard from Eyewitness with Look Alive, coming off of the You Are Here release from 2016. And that was to offset the Glass Set song Death Mask, which we heard prior to that. We're going next? All right. All right. Before the Glass Set, we heard from Salem 66 with Suffering Bastard, coming off of National Treasures, the 1988 release back then. And we started the set off with the Pernice Brothers with their song One Foot in the Grave, coming off of Yours, Mine, and Ours. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D. This is a sort of a Halloween show. Sort of not, but sort of a lot, because I thought about it, sort of. And luckily, there's plenty of bands, plenty of music that touch on lots of vaguely Halloween-y topics. So we are ready to go to Studio D, where we have Harlequin. They are playing for us live. And
No, I should play a tune.
Oh, Joel did not tell me to do that. Luckily, he has bolted in here. Never mind, we're not going to do that. We're going to play some more music. Which we can do. Next up, Mount Peru with their song Apologetic Poltergeist.
Leave it alone.
There we have one of my favorite Halloween-y songs, Buffalo Tom's Witches, coming off of the Soda Jerk EP. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We are now ready to go live to Studio D, where we will be hearing from Harlequin.
Good evening, folks. And incidentally, Harlequin was scheduled to play tonight, but Brivo had some family obligations. He has a sister that is not feeling well, and she's cancer. And we wish Bri and family the best. And we'll just have to do it without him, which means we're the Grave Dancers, not Harlequin. And we have a special guest. We have Charles Von Deuce from 2 Million BC in the studio. Uh-oh, something is going...
That's right, keep going.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose I have to keep going, don't I? We're locked in now. Charles Von Deuce is... he is going to be providing percussion for us because Alex Leacock hurt his wrist and couldn't play for us tonight. And this was 2 days ago. So we were in quite a situation, but Charles, who we've known for years, he was in 2 Million BC. What other bands, Charles? What else?
Was a long time ago.
Was a long time ago? That was the name of a band?
Yeah.
Like, sort of like 10 years after. All right, well, I don't know. We'll just have to take him to Tremolo Road. We'll be right back. That's a tight drummer right there. Uh-huh. I thought that wah wah might still be on. I come from a city in China called Tuning. Okay, so we're going to do, what set would be complete without a little Leonard Cohen, right? I know that's what you're saying to yourselves out there. And we're going to oblige you. Here you go. What song is it, you ask? Why, everybody knows. I guess you'd better start this one out. Maybe you'd better start all of them out. Yeah, hit it. It sounded like my Echoplex populated an extra beat there. I'll have to have a talk with it. Did you know you did. You know, there's lots of other Echoplexes that would like your job. So, next would be New Day Yesterday.